All right, let's check in now. The NBA playoffs are underway, and if you were watching last night, it was a low-scoring bludgeoning by the Cleveland Cavaliers who ended the Atlanta Hawks' attempt to even maintain a presence in the playoffs. It was another sweep. Meanwhile, the Dallas Mavericks stayed in there with a lot of heart in a high-scoring game against the Denver Nuggets. Here to put it all in context, Ibrahim Abdelmateen, sports blogger and Takeaway Sports contributor right here in the studio. So that was some pretty interesting basketball, but it's all about LeBron James, correct, Ibrahim?
LeBron James is the king. Last week, he was crowned the king of the NBA by getting his MVP, and he got the MVP at his high school. But right now, the story is about his banks that are too big to fail and stadiums too big to fill and his speedy NBA point guards that are too fast to catch. It's all about the fast guards in the NBA right now.
You're too cool for school, Ibrahim, I have to say. Let's talk about the bio, the resume of LeBron James here. He's the standout player, as you've mentioned, the Cleveland Cavaliers. I remember in the early days of Michael Jordan playing for the hapless Chicago Bulls, he was fantastic, but they couldn't win, and they didn't do very well in the playoffs in the early going. It's all on the line here for LeBron James. He's got to make it to the championship here, it seems.
I think what happened was that you showed with Jordan and Magic and these guys, you showed that you have to put a team around them that can really support them and really accentuate their good qualities. LeBron James so far in the playoffs has averaged 33 points a game.
Wow.
And in his past series, up until this past game last night, he scored 109 points on 108 minutes. He scored an incredible amount of points in a really short amount of time. He is a force of nature, and he could make any team good.
And the team is helping him out, though. I mean, this is a double sweep in the playoffs by double digits, 8 games in a row. That's never been done, and an 8-game sweep has only been done once before.
Definitely. I think they actually remind me of the UConn women's basketball team
that you were talking about last month. Finally, the heart and the smarts of the Dallas Mavericks. Do they have longevity here? Can they make it past the Nuggets?
Everybody knows about those soccer coach parents that go crazy when their kids don't do good and they yell at the coaches. Well, that's the coach of the Dallas Mavericks. Cuban, and they got this little guy, J.J. Barreras.
He's the owner, right?
And
Cuban, exactly.
So this Puerto Rican guy, J.J. Barreras, who his favorite basketball player growing up was Jason Kidd. He's playing alongside him. Right now, the Dallas Mavericks are playing with all heart, and I don't think they're going to be able to pull it out at all. I mean, no team has ever done what they're trying to do, come back from 3-0. But it was courageous last night.
And standing, waiting for all comers, the Lakers.
Which is, well, not yet, not quite. You know, Yao Ming went down, he broke his right foot. In the era of let's transform healthcare, Yao Ming breaks his right foot and he goes down. And who comes up? Hopefully the scrappy, tough, hard-nosed Rockets, a bunch of rangy guys will be able to do it. Aaron Brooks, who's in his second year in the NBA, scored his 34 points the other night. So they came with an emotional win, but it's not set in stone yet.
Right.
So,
if the Lakers advance, and this is a Lakers-LeBron James series, which you've talked about earlier, and
definitely,
I think everybody hopes will be the case, but is not set in stone by any means. There are other teams in there. It's going to be the first time that there won't be a kind of Eastern style versus a Western style. It's going to be two teams with two stars who are relatively similar. It's sort of the old days.
Well, except for the fact that LeBron James does stuff that Kobe Bryant can't do. And the same thing for Kobe. Kobe is a clutch guy. He'll knock down a shot at the end of the game. LeBron has yet to prove that he can truly do that when it matters the most.
Lots to prove. Stakes couldn't be higher, but we're still just in the middle of the NBA playoffs.
And don't forget about Denver. Denver is the best team in the NBA right now.
All right. Ibrahim Abdelmateen, sports blogger, Takeaway Sports contributor. If you have a comment on your team, leave it on our website at thetakeaway.org. And stay tuned for all of Ibrahim Abdelmateen's blog posts as the NBA playoffs continue. Thanks, Ibrahim.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.